are now listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Banana. What?
I typed banana. Where the hell did the S come from?
I don't know what's going on there because, there's some extra B's and the N's are all together in one spot.
Hey, welcome to Everyone's on Drugs episode on the Beyond the Veil, the secret world. That's what this, yeah.
Speak for yourself. I'm high on life.
That's it. Excellent. He's high on life. Well, welcome
new strain.
To the show. New strain of life.
Now we're. What is life an illness now?
For some people.
Be careful, you don't want to catch it.
Oh. Well, this episode just gone kind of weird, kind of fast. This is what happens when you don't have show notes, okay? We'd like to take.
What are you talking about? We're totally prepared and have show notes and plenty of things to talk about.
Yes,
it's
we
just
actually
because
have
because Antita's gone, isn't it?
It is.
Yep.
It is. I remember, what was it last week? You wished I was back. Now that I'm back and she's gone, this is your fault.
I didn't realize that there would be a trade-off. If I had realized that we would lose Antita by gaining you back, I'll just leave.
Yeah,
it.
I take no responsibility for that whatsoever.
But I'm glad you feel better. How are you doing?
Wasn't I here last week? Yeah, I was here last week.
Yeah, but,
I wasn't at full capacity. I wasn't at home.
Scratchy throat, and I don't know.
I was all like,
proxy.
I was all like, bedroom, 3 o'clock in the morning, sexy voice. Hey, baby.
There
you
go. That's right.
Hi.
I was going to say you sounded like deep throat, but I didn't want to go there.
Hi, baby. How you doing? You want to go for a ride? You want to play the most action-packed adventure game, MMO, out there? Join the secret world. Play Monday to Friday, 7 days a week. If you add to Saturday, I was going somewhere with that. I don't know where I was going. But anyway, yes, I'm back in the saddle. I'm feeling good. Unfortunately, that part of the trade-off, I was sick. Antita is now sick. Oh, I am sorry. So we're going to send her our love. We wish you were here. And by the end of the episode, probably the rest of the audience that's going to be listening to this, live and through our downloads is going to be wishing she was here too, because she's the content manager. And what happens when the content manager gets sick? No content is recorded in our show doc. But we do have a nice shiny folder full of show docs, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Just none of them.
It is beautiful. You want to do one of the old ones instead?
Well, yeah, we can totally rehatch an old episode.
How excited are you guys for issue 7?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Show.
Which one is that?
That was a spy one, right?
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for that thing. Oh my god, that thing's gonna be epic.
You mean Brazil?
Brazil? Whoa, wait. I thought we're going back. We're going forward? Wait a minute here.
Apparently.
I so want Dime to jump. Kill... the polar bears with the Nazi zombies.
I was going to say, we want Antarctica with the Nazi polar bear zombies.
Yeah. Exactly. See, he knew what I was talking about. Hi, welcome to Secret World 2013. 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming.
Hey, remember when Tokyo was like, we waited so long for Tokyo, and now it's like been years.
Yeah, it's been like years.
What are you
like,
talking about? It's only been a month.
But Tokyo is up on Test Live. That is some news. We're actually waiting for Faye.
We'll give them all of our news at one time.
Oh, boom! Tokyo! Boom! Is there Test Live? Boom! See you next week.
Oh, we're out of content. Do, 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 do. Bye, guys.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
We done. We out.
We's out of here. Yes,
it
so we're waiting for Faye.
Best show ever.
I know, wasn't it? My favorite part was that part where we all got messed up.
Which, what?
Faye, when you're editing this episode, leave that long pause in, okay? For dramatic effect. We're so gonna make, like, you know, this random person's driving down the street, and then, like, long pause, and he's, like, putting his ear or her ear to the radio, and, like, bang, right there. Hi, we're back. So, we're waiting for Faye. Faye is, you know, has been, you know, like, going crazy on the Test Live servers, apparently.
He's our intrepid Test Live correspondent.
Yes.
There you go. On the bleeding edge.
Yes, yes. And why haven't we been on the Test Live? Well, because we suck. Seriously.
Life.
A little bit. Started a new job.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, maybe we should just get back to the basics here and introduce everyone. So, Dash, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Gig, how are you?
Getting on.
Getting on,
getting down, getting up, yeah. Getting out.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. Myth, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I just started a new job last week. Have to start getting up early, but I worked it out so I have half days on Thursdays so I can have plenty of time to rest before the show.
Sweet,
Enjoy it while it lasts, dude, because it ain't going to last long.
No. Wait a minute, he started the new job last week?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, dude, that's like so last week's news. Like, really?
Says the guy who just brought us to 2016 and then back.
2016 and back to 13, right? Rowan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, back to myth. So you started a new job, and so, are you happy? Is it awesome? Do you get like a nice shiny cup?
It's
like,
really
what kind of a
cushy.
Job is it anyway?
I'm the quote unquote office manager for a contractor.
Sweet.
Which basically means I sit alone in his home office and take care of his emails and calls and do all of his organizing and office stuff.
Nice.
Awesome.
The only
downside
is he's absent-minded as fuck.
And we're sending this episode
and there it is.
To him. So if you're Myth's boss and you're listening to this show, smarten up. Seriously, give him a raise, give him his own cup, and stop being so freaking absent-minded. That's good.
Myth, you're so fired.
Don't worry, we can...
I was going to say, I think we just lost Myth his job.
I'm dying. He's dead now.
That's okay. We can edit that part out. It's okay, we can edit
Myth, this isn't your real name, is it?
Remember, send all emails to Myth Sadie. made DC due to storm HSM staff at gmail.com. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
So should we edit that part out or should we leave
it? No, it's cool.
Sweet, because we were going to edit it out because that's golden. Anyway, so I'm glad you got a new job and I'm glad you're happy and stuff. And I hope you get a new cup. Ooh, speaking of cups, we need to get you a Holosuite cup. Speaking of Holosuite cups, we need to make some Holosuite cups. Speaking of Holosuite cups, hi everyone, welcome to the show. So we're still like, I was just killing time. You know, for Faye. He said he's going to be here like 15 minutes, a little bit late, and it's been 15 minutes, so he's like definitely late. So, what do you guys want to talk about? I feel kind of stupid because we don't have any show notes, no nothing, and Dash needs more coffee. Maybe she should get the coffee, you know, in that new mug that we're going to send you. But what would you guys like to talk about tonight? Something like, normally we have, normally people that listen to the show, we have a structure, we have a show doc that has all kinds of cool up-to-date news on everything that's in the secret world, and when we have nothing, we have another show doc that just, you know, gives us, you know, stuff that to, you know, draw from, you know, random stuff from here and there, or we theory craft stuff, but we have no organization this week whatsoever, and that's because somebody wished me here, which, you know, made Antita and I here, so maybe we should pick on Rowan. Yeah, Rowan, what would you like to talk about tonight?
I'm eating.
What do you mean?
Rowan wants to talk about food.
Oh, food. Welcome to Beyond the Shovel.
So, I'm eating Mexican food. It was a burrito with beans and cheese, and it's absolutely delicious from a place called Rosa's.
Oh, wow, that sounds good. You know, we have a store. This has nothing to do with burritos, but we have a restaurant here called Jake's and Sons. They make, like, the best donair ever. And now I'm, like, craving a donair. Have you guys ever had a donair before? You know what a donair is, right?
I don't know. Nope. Describe it.
Describe it.
Well, a donair... Seriously? Well, a donair is, like, you get a bunch of seasonings. Like, it depends on where, I guess, where you go, the seasoning part. But you get a bunch of seasoning, and then you get, like, a food processor, put, like, a bunch of hamburger in it, and then you process the food, the hamburger, into, like, a paste, right? And then you put the seasoning in with it, right? And then you bake it like a loaf, like a big loaf of bread. That's the homemade version, like, yeah, the loaf of bread. The actual store version, I'm not quite sure how they actually make theirs, but I think they probably do theirs a little bit more industrial, right? But you basically bake it in the oven like a loaf of bread all together, and then you just, when it's all done, you just take a knife and you just skim off little pieces, little chunks, like little slivers of meat off it. You just don't, like, cut it like in, like, I guess if you're eating a meatloaf, you don't cut it in a slice and then eat it like that. It's kind of like
meat or gyro, okay, however people want to say it.
Yeah.
I've heard that pronounced donor, or like dinner.
I've heard
German.
Donor. I usually hear donor kebab. That's what I heard in kebab, London a lot.
Yeah, it's also kebab, right? You can get it in hamburger, veal, which I think is just young hamburger, and pork, right? You can get it in pork, too.
And lamb.
And lamb. I haven't seen lamb that much, though.
We just call it
maybe not here, not where you're at, but I definitely...
the Euro one in Europe is usually lamb.
Yeah, we just call it a doner. Doner kebab.
Doner kebab? You see,
doner kebab.
See, everyone says it differently everywhere. Maybe because my Canadian accent, it's we call it donair.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Well, that's Canadian for you.
Blah.
Yes, Canadian.
Blah, Canadian. But yeah, you cut it in like little slices, no thinner than, well, not thinner, but like a piece of bacon, you know, like that.
Like you would slice lunch meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you can put it in, different breads or stuff like that, or you can just eat it just like that, or
in
you can put
pita.
It on pizza.
Pita.
Flatbread.
Well, no, it depends, what kind of bread do you guys want? I like it on buns. I like it on a bun, actually.
Non bread.
I've been like craving croissants like crazy this week.
Croissant. I haven't had one in a while, honestly. Welcome to the food Beyond the Fridge.
Apparently. How about those strawberry
shakes? There you go. Beyond the
Kitchen. When I'm not playing video games, I'm pretty much watching Food Network, so I could go on about this for a while. We could do a whole food episode. I'm on for it.
Well, I mean, I have a couple of Secret World-related things that have cropped up on Twitter recently.
Well, who the hell cares? Ooh. We're talking about food. No.
Screw food.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Drop it. Drop it like you stole it.
Drop it like it's hot.
That was just, like, too obvious, you know.
Drop it like it's hot.
Well, MMO RPG in the last couple of days has had a a TSW wish list that they put up, and they were asking people what their wish list was. And I'm just going through their wish list, and it's just, I'm just thinking to myself, right, that's been, yeah, no, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen. but it's quite interesting to go through. Number one, they say clothing separates. In other words, separating the clothing, making sure it's all different pieces, essentially. Like making sure that all the clothing comes as separate parts, which they've been doing a lot recently with other uniforms. Number two, though, is aliens.
Yeah.
I think they've already said there isn't going to be aliens.
No, Joel, I do believe Joel actually came right out and said, dude, you know, we're going to have everything in this game but aliens. And I'm like, dude, well, that's part of everything is real. Like, Roswell is real.
Yeah, but they're focusing on everything is real around you, and I think the whole point is that they want to center everything about what's actually happening around you that you just don't notice, instead of like things coming from outside of our world. Aliens are too easy.
Yeah, true. Okay, what else was on the list? Did we just break?
There was Geek? A list.
Well, I don't know, like Gig was talking about it.
Oh yeah, Gig. Hello.
Hello.
Gig died.
No. Everyone on that side of the room disconnected. See, like, Dash totally pissed him off by saying, what list? No, I'm joking.
It's not my fault.
Faye, edit this part out, please. Have a nice pause. Okay, there's your pause marker. Anyway, so, yeah, Geek just disconnected. It's okay. But, yeah, there's an idea. Okay, fuck. Take it from here, Faye. There's an idea. What was that? We're not taking nothing, man, because people's blue lights are lighting. So what would you guys like to see? You know, like, we'll go down the list a little bit here in a second, but what would you guys like to see, you know, in the sequel world? What would your guys's, what would be on the top of your guys's wish list?
More time travel.
Yeah. Yes.
Why does everybody want time travel?
Because it's fun,
and
it usually ends in you screwing something up.
And it expands the range of the type of gameplay interaction that we can have.
Wow.
This is true.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, you know, given the places that we're at now, going back to, or the, you know, that will shortly open, you know, going back to, you know, Edo, you know, samurai era Japan, or, you know, New Amsterdam instead of New York, or, you know, stuff like that, or ancient London.
Well, what about going forward?
Also, I'm interested to see where they're going to take this whole angel character thing from the storyline cutscenes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, that's a completely different dimension, so there's probably, you know, pretty, you know, some gameplay they could add in that dimension. But, you know, well, you guys are talking about going back. Well, what about going forward? How about, let's just, like, you know, throw in an idea here. You know, you don't necessarily... maybe you go forward, and then you see events, or you are part of events that fold badly in the future for some reason, and then you go back and fix it in the past so you don't have to do it.
Like a second Tokyo explosion?
Yeah, like, you know, the Yanma bomb.
Interesting.
Or how about a future, or how about you're running around, you know, Savage Coast, and then a future you comes up, you know, all battered and bruised and stuff like that, and tells you about these certain different events, and then you have,
you know,
like, this ground day.
Our talking. Just what? Our character staring at itself, not being able to say anything.
Yeah, I just got that. Yeah, that wouldn't work at all. Yeah, you have to have talking mechanic in this, and that, yeah, Hi, Faye, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Now,
pretty good.
Plus, they've already kind of done that. Not exactly what you're saying, but Blizzard did that during the Wrath of the Lich King, where you, during one of the interactions near the Wormrest Temple, what was her name?
That chick.
Chromie.
Okay.
One of the sand dragons, one of the bronze dragons, she was manipulating time, and you were supposed to go back and fix something, and there were two quests.
She was looking after time, wasn't she?
And there were two quests. One where you encounter your future self, and then another one, obviously later when you were a little further along yourself, and you encountered your past self. And it was amusing to do. Basically, it was just a copy of your own avatar, but they were talking. And one of them was like, really? It said something about your gear is only that high or something like that. I remember it being really like, wow, you haven't made much progress, have you? kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the way it came across to me. That dragon talking to you and you met yourself in the past. Yeah. I remember that.
Meanwhile, you look at yourself, I'm going to grow up to be an elitist jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what else gig was on that list?
So number 3 is player housing, which I think we can agree everyone wants. Mm-hmm.
What would you guys like the player housing here to be? Would you guys like
to
be
in a part?
You want your flat back?
I want my flat back.
How do you know it's a flat? How do you know you weren't like in a boarding room?
Because the door opens into a hallway.
And you're in a...
So it's an apartment.
Yeah,
that's
an apartment.
That's what we call a flat.
Oh. I suppose, yeah. I have a totally different idea of what a flat is. You know, like a flat is like, you know those old warehouses in the warehouse district, whatever. Someone takes the upstairs of a warehouse.
Kind
of
like a large studio.
Yeah, like in a studio, an apartment. Yeah, a loft. That's what we think of flats over here.
We just call it all flats.
Really, I think of them as like condos.
Yeah, don't you call them flats even when they're like two stories?
Uh-huh.
It's not really
flat,
then.
Sort of. That's amazing.
You can call it double decker then. But
player housing. I don't know what everyone thinks of that.
So you want a flat? I think an apartment complex for me. Anything? What else do you guys? What do you guys think would be cool for player housing specific to this game?
It's kind of weird because, like Myth said, he kind of wants to go back home in a sense to the flat that you were living in at the beginning. But, you know, I mean, in the case of the Illuminati, for instance, I mean, you know, suddenly it's, you know, as we've talked about before, sex, drugs, and Rockefeller, you know, chances are you're living high on the hog, relatively speaking, to what you started out as.
I would think that we would have like some sort of dormitory setup in our society's cities that would, you know, reflect each of the societies.
And it wouldn't reflect you unless you have the ability to personalize it inside that can reflect your personality. But the exterior reflects your society, that your faction that you're with.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, like, in both London and Seoul, it's kind of a residential area. I mean, you know, yes, there's some businesses and stuff there, but you can imagine that those, you know, large buildings and stuff in London are, you know, are apartments or flats. And in Seoul, obviously, you know, there are houses and stuff right in that area. But in New York, it's actually kind of an industrial area.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't see any apartments close by in that part of Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, the upstairs of a warehouse. You know, have that studio apartment, baby. Oh yeah. So what was next on the list?
So number 4 on that list was a Mayan zone, although they say any ancient civilization would do. China might be fun, but I think they're looking at some sort of again, what I think what Dash was saying earlier, sort of a time travel zone that you can go to rather than just a mission.
Or even just like being able to go to, I forget what the PvP zone is called.
El Dorado.
Like,
yeah.
An actual PvE type area like that.
Yeah. And then maybe you can kind of switch it up with a Solomon Islands PvP area or an Egyptian PvP area.
Yeah.
That might be interesting, sort of a PvP, PvE switch.
We kind of already have visited South America, Mayan area with Xibalba.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not discounting it. I'm just saying that it's something we've done already, so that we could that
the
could be
end of days event, Zana.
The first one or the last one? Or the one?
It would have been the first one.
I missed that.
Yeah, you could just go in and you're fighting basically look like ancient Mayans or Aztecs or something.
Oh, remember? I didn't get to play that mission
oh,
at all.
You still
haven't? Yeah, me neither.
Oh, okay.
No, the
yeah,
dungeon.
You're kind of in a pyramid like a Chichen Itza or something, temple thing.
No, you guys all got to play it. I never got a chance.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got to play it a second time around. I never got to do the first one.
Yeah, I didn't do it back in 2012, but I did do it in this last year, 2013.
Same.
Yeah, the one in 2013, wasn't there like a whole huge section of it missing though? Like it was only the boss fight?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what it was like before.
I remembered reading about that.
Yeah, I never actually got to take part in the first one. My cabal was kind of spotty at best at that time, but if I remember rightly, I think I do remember reading something about it changing.
Yeah, that was the month I accidentally let my subscription slip, and I was just too upset to play, and then I came back and I was like, crap, that happened.
Which was funny because by the time they got to the 2012 event, they'd already had the free-to-play option, so you could have played anyway.
Yeah.
So
cool. So number 5 on that list is a new chat system.
A what?
A new chat system.
What? Okay, there's an idea.
Yeah, they say since the beginning of the Secret World, the chat system has been difficult. In fact, in the first few weeks of launch, it was basically impossible to hold a conversation with people. Sadly, this pushed a lot of people away, but even after a ton of fixes, the chat system has never really been user-friendly. It isn't a smooth, easy-to-use, intuitive system, which is something that can be very well be the breaking point for someone new and trying it out. A revamped chat system with easy-to-join groups and tabs, which can be easily organized, would be a huge improvement for the game. Unfortunately, it really isn't an easy task. Much like player housing, it would have to be built from the ground up. So while it would be a nice quality of life thing, I imagine it will never rate very high on Funcom's list. In all honesty, I don't know. I think the chat system's pretty okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're coming from there. The emotes are kind of funky. I mean, they don't have exactly the standard emotes, so to speak. But in terms of the way the chat window works and how you can join channels and stuff like that, I don't have any idea what they're talking about. It's no different than pretty much every other MMO I've played.
I feel like it could be nicer, but it does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's just bare balls. It's nothing fancy, and it's damn near the same, or if not identical, to every other one that I've ever played. So, this has already been around for 2 years. So there's no hope in hell for that to be changed.
Nah.
Yeah.
And the next one is kind of already taken care of with an add-on that I use. The next one's wardrobe slots, which is basically the valet add-on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, if they wanted to, they could pull a Blizzard and buy the app, the add-on, and then just incorporate it in the game.
Or they could just make their own.
Well, they could do.
The coding's already there, right?
I think the last one everyone agrees with: more faction-specific content.
Well, yeah.
Totally.
Well, what would you like to see in a faction-specific content? Because, frankly,
I'd love to see some missions that go into the actual character and history of the secret societies. Because you don't hear that much about it, you know? And you're supposed to be, like, rank 13, which, by the looks of it, is supposed to be sort of, like, right up there almost. Not on the level of kind of, like, running the freaking show, but, you know, kind of one of the top agents, you know? So you would think you'd know a little bit about the faction by that point.
Yeah.
You see, when I started this game, Kirsten Geary was on top of me, and if I do one more mission right now, I'll be on top of her.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Speaking of which, I got that episode to post today. That was the name of the episode. Yeah, brown chicken, brown cow.
And you did post it or you didn't?
I have to post it today, yeah, because I just got it today.
Hush. Somebody was sick all week. I got extra cooties just listening to you.
Oh, I feel bad, buddy. Did I give you my virals?
You did. I started listening, editing, you know, the cast, and then I got sick.
No, you feeling better, though?
Sort of. I'm doing all right. I guess I can talk a little bit more now.
Well, good, because you're going to be talking in a couple of minutes.
Oh, I will. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be telling us nice. About Tokyo.
Oh, do you really want that? My opinion on Tokyo? It's actually better than the last time we talked about it.
I didn't want it now.
Oh, okay, well, fine. I'll keep sipping my juice and wait.
Build a suspense.
Build you a fence.
Build me a fence, yes.
Okay, I'll build you a fence.
Just don't take offense to it. Where were we before we go on to Tokyo? What were we? Faction content. Yes, me on top of Kirsten Geary. Yes. Want that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it's fun. I really like having gone through a couple, at least some of the early, the interlude faction specific content. You kind of got like, when you went through it on the different, through the different factions with different characters, you saw different sides of the same problem. Like the parking garage one, which was the first one that you did, you had to, as it turned out, the dragon was there first, and then Illuminati, in terms of chronology, and then the Illuminati were in there, and then finally the Templars were kind of like investigating what had happened. Although, ironically, I did it exactly the opposite. I did it first on my Templar and last on my dragon.
With the dragon, you had to, it was very sabotage mission.
Right. Yeah, with the other ones, it was more of a, you know, like I said, an investigation as to what happened. But with the, like you said, with the dragon, it was the opposite.
Yeah, that mission took me like a month to do.
I want to see more faction on faction stuff. Like, other than the Secret War going into PvP, I want to see something else other than that. Like, you know, us go into like a Templar safe house, or, you know, raiding a dragon, you know, safe house. I suppose, you know, there's only so many things you can do. You know, interrupting a dragon mission, you know, or assassination. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Well, didn't
random
they say that there was going to be more
in the middle of a mission?
Didn't they say there's going to be more sort of interaction between the factions in Tokyo?
Yeah, I imagine they're going to be holding hands. Yeah.
Mm.
I bet you it's going to be a holding hands thing, I think.
Yeah, holding hands. I mean, nope, can't say anything.
What?
I said, wait, I can't say anything about Tokyo.
Well, should we let him loose now?
Oh, it's up to you, man.
All right, just let me play this. That was not it.
Yeah, what looks like an electronic enema.
So are we starting over again?
Yeah.
I guess so.
I guess. I thought that was last time 90. Was there a lot?
Yeah, there's a last time 90. Should be.
See, this is the...
the miracles of behind the scene. Yes, it is. I have it downloaded.
Technical difficulties beyond our control. This show never happened.
Exactly. Last time on Beyond the Veil, the secret world.
Do you think
you
don't
need to be sick to pull that off? Trust me, I should know.
Hey, baby, how are you doing? Bow wow. Oh yeah, I got balls.
Hey, of steel. I got a joke for you.
Ooh, I want to hear your joke.
Okay.
It's not going to be a laugh before.
You're under pressure now.
Which I better be funny now.
I know, right? It better be funny. What are the sexiest barnyard animals?
What are the sexiest barnyard animals? The cock. That was my guess. That was my guess, the cock.
No.
And for
here,
those of
hold
you
on, I'll have somebody else say it.
Chicky brown cow!
Did you hear?
Yeah.
What? Chicken brown cow?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
I get it. That was actually really good. Wow, I really sound kind of hunky and sexy.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the reason I picked that clip, except for also the fact that you were like saying cock, and there's this little kid waiting in the wings to do a joke, and you're like, cock?
Look,
and Rowan's like, like whispering to you, like, no,
yes,
no,
it
it's not cock. Oh, it was? Okay, good. He sounded like a little kid. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you know, scooters.
We know what last time 91's gonna be.
Maybe.
Oh god, I got a headache now.
Sorry, I can't talk about Tokyo. I have my foot in my mouth now.
So tell us what's going on. Yeah, foot in mouth disease. What?
What?
Yeah, I get you now. Yeah, I get it. So tell us about Tokyo. What's going on there?
Okay. So we discussed a week ago when Tokyo actually went live that it sucked and was very disappointing. So
did we? Refresh us.
We did. Well, last week when it first hit the test live, there wasn't a whole lot. You know, everything was, you know, works in progress and they didn't add a lot. You'd walk around. Well, first off, you don't get to go to Tokyo immediately. Let's get that out in the open. You must complete the Venice stuff first. Doesn't matter if you have your little cool little coin gizmo that lets you go. You have to do this whole quest line. It took me about, I think, an hour and a half. And then you think you get to Tokyo, but you don't get to Tokyo then either. Because you have to do another little mini quest line that takes about 30 minutes. And cool. Then you finally get to go and get into Tokyo. And then you get in there, and of course, you're excited, because Tokyo's taken quite a few months to get here.
About that.
More if you go off the fact that they were thinking about putting it out like a month after launch, the old version at least. So you get in there, and you look at it, and you're like, this is not quite what I was hoping for, because it wasn't fully rendered. They didn't have good shading, and it was very much like really plain looking buildings. There wasn't anything exciting. You know, like you figure this is Tokyo, and you see Tokyo, of course, in the movies and all lit up. There's the signs, the blinky stuff. But all you get was this real damp gray buildings and a whole crap ton of these monsters that, by the way, are completely shielded by the new Aegis system defense. So if you didn't do this progression to get into Tokyo and somehow you snuck through a back door, which you couldn't, you would not be able to beat anything in Tokyo because everything is Aegis. There's not a lot of life in Tokyo, even this week, which I will talk about the improvements from last week to this week. And there wasn't a whole lot of missions. And the missions that you actually did were the little mini green box style missions where it was collect, you know, 10 FedEx. Of these things, collect, you know, kill 50 of this type, 50 of this type, 50 of this type, go find a monster and kill the beast monster, big baddie. That
You're
was
right.
it.
Put massage at the Love Hotel.
I found a hotel that might be transferred into a Love Motel, but not. It's not open for business as of yet. So no dice, at least with this issue. I don't think that's going to come in necessarily. This, to me, is really a learn about the Aegis system mission. When I went on again this week, they did add one mission that actually had a cutscene to it. Now, the Venice stuff all has cutscenes, and it's your typical missions that you like to play. It's exciting. There's things to do. There's a few new things, new mechanics that you do. And you go from that into kind of replayed content, what I call it, where you have to help out a certain person, and you go through a zone that you already went through. And then you go through an exit that you went through in the past, but it took you somewhere else in the past, but now it takes you to Tokyo. I'm trying to keep as much spoilers out as possible when I say this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they put in shading. The main complaint on the forums for the test live before this patch, at least, which, by the way, the entire Tokyo patch was like 628 megs. Not even a gig. You know, when you think big expansion, you think multiple gigs worth of stuff.
Yeah, but remember what I said last week. They've been seeding
it. You said that they've been seeding it, and I don't know. I mean, technically, the shaders and the building types, because you couldn't walk into every single building. You know, you can only walk into certain buildings. It's possible it was a little bit smaller. But it is also possible that they did use part of the old Tokyo designs and just retrofitted it to being a more modern thing. So in that case, it might have been on the system since day one, and we just don't know. But yeah. I went on today, and it went from the 620 to 928 megs. So I knew they added something. And what they added, of course, was they added a new mission, which really only took them up to, I think, there's a total of 8 missions in issue 9. Not a whole lot, not like you would think with Tokyo. When people think that Tokyo is more like an expansion, they think a whole bunch of new stuff. When it's really just like 8 missions, and then all the prequel missions to get into Tokyo, which brings you about probably 10 or 12 missions worth of content. And I cleared out all the missions from getting to Tokyo and through Tokyo in under 5 hours. So you have to ask yourself, like I asked myself, well, it's 5 hours of content, and I waited almost a year to get 5 hours of content, which now I can repeat. Most of them are on a 16-hour timer, or I can take it for what I see that it is, and that's a way to make your Aegis system better by constantly grinding mobs every single day. Now, it's not final release, so it's possible there's going to be a few more of those really cool missions. It's not just going to be grind. Oh, I'm going to have to log in every day, kill 100 of these mobs to make my Aegis system go from version 1 to version 1.4, and then have all the background stuff, as well as you get new clothing items that you buy for new tokens. They added in all the lore. There's now 2 lore. I was talking to Antita earlier today, who actually had gotten into Tokyo for the first time today. She was like, oh, the lore is not yellow anymore. And I said, no, it's still yellow. There's a new type of lore. It's more of a black signal type lore. And it's actually a lore that's covered in filth. So it's like smoking, you know, when you walk up to it.
Yeah.
And these are found around the way, as well as they're found. I found some lore that dropped off of creatures. You kill this one creature and he dropped a lore. As well as I thought it was strange that I found the last buzzing lore in Tokyo. And I finished the buzzing when I had thought that I had finished that originally. But I couldn't be for sure. But when I entered there and I hit the buzzing lore in Tokyo, it finished my buzzing lore segment. So that was kind of interesting. Another thing that you can look for that's kind of new is you don't just have the mobs, which are everywhere. And they're separated by zone. And I will tell you, get to know your colors. know that purple is psychic, blue is cybernetic, and demonic is red. So you know which ones of the Aegis system you're going to want on. And they're not all mixed up. You're not going to walk and see one guy, you know, who's red, and then walk a couple steps and see another guy who's a different color. They're all in their own zones around the entire city. So you have a red zone, a purple zone, and a blue zone. You won't see too much mixture. What they have changed since early when me and Antita talked about this, the Aegis system, is the shields now refresh. So if you can't do a lot of damage, which I honestly think right now, the way it's tuned, anybody in Q10 greens is going to have a tough, tough time beating anything in Tokyo. Because if you don't do enough damage, those shields now replenish, which they didn't do before. And or if you stop fighting for like 2 seconds, their shields would just come back on at full strength. So it makes the fighting even more difficult. So it really takes a lot of thought process now to fight in this game. And once you get to Tokyo, you don't have any choice but to do that form of fighting. And let's see, what else? They watch for falling zombies. Like I said, zombies are not just on the ground walking around. I've walked next to a building and had zombies fall from the top of the skyscraper onto my head and start running.
Always look up.
As well as I've had them fall off of bridges, where I've seen them, they'll fall over the edge of the bridge and they'll crash on the ground and get up and like chase after you. So those are a couple new like dynamic changes that they added. I mean, it's a fight fest. Like I said, I was telling Antita earlier, there's only about 20 actual life there, because the story is, of course, there was a bomb and then they evacuated Tokyo. So there's like pockets of humans, I guess. There's pockets of non-humans who are friendly, but there's pockets of human, and there's only about 20 in the entire city, which is kind of off-putting when you walk into any other city, and of course you have people reading newspapers or standing still. But in Tokyo, they're all huddled in these little centers, staying away from the trouble. So the only people you tend to see on the street are going to be these demons and or these Arachi robots that have pretty much taken over Tokyo. So I think that's about it for the new Tokyo. You can kind of ask me things and I'll answer it, but it's the best non-spoiler I can give for Tokyo. It's still, to me, the amount of time put in, I don't know how much replayability it's going to have for me. I mean, I may want to complete my Aegis out, so I may log for those times, but the missions themselves right now are really boring, other than the one they put in today, which was really extreme. I mean, it was awesome. If they threw in like two or three more just like this mission, I would do those over. I mean, I love this mission that much, but the little green box ones, collect this, collect that, just wasn't my thing. As well as the monster, the bosses that you have to face, who have their own little tricks. They're like mini raid or mini dungeon bosses. That, to me, there's a couple of them when you first go into Tokyo that I swear they're tuned for two people at least to beat them. I'm sure maybe if you're in complete T10.5, you might be able to knock through them. I was in all 10.4 with one 10.5 piece when I did it. And I just had a hard time with these two bosses because of their extra tricks, because of their refreshing shield, because their shield came back constantly. But other than that, that was pretty much Tokyo. I spent about 6 hours now in Tokyo.
Wow. I'm actually looking forward to the falling zombies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting. I actually think that is the coolest part. More cooler than the Aegis system. I really don't care about the Aegis system, to be absolutely honest. Like, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts? It's just, we got the augment system.
From the sounds of it, you're going to have to care.
Yeah, you're going to have to care for Tokyo.
I really see it as just yet another thing for people who are at endgame to spend their points on, because they sit there and it bothers us.
Yeah, I was going to say it's another addition to the long line of giving us stuff to spend points on.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but you know, I just keep biting my tongue, and and I eventually, I guess I have to say it, right? It's just like, you know, by the time we get to the end of the life of this MMO, it's like we're going to have like 17 different combat systems in this. So we already have our normal powers. We have 500 powers, plus we got the augment system. Now we have the Aegis system on top of that, which is a shielding system. What next? The final phase.
Don't get me wrong, because I'm okay that they're doing this. And the way I look at it is, back before in pre-release, when it was before they even started development, they wanted to make this game where, you know, you just spend your points on your abilities, and then you upgrade your different abilities, and they interact in different ways. And I kind of feel like they're trying to make that happen slowly over time with all these different systems and the way they're going to interact.
Yeah.
Well, you don't spend points on Aegis. You're given Aegis. The only thing that you would have to spend your points on is there is the upgrade. There's an upgrade from 1 point, you know, all the way up to 1.4. But you enhance your Aegis strictly through combat. In Tokyo, every single thing you kill gives you a little like bag, and that bag gives you points towards the Aegis system. Now, it takes about 200 kills to take your Aegis system from 0% to 100%. And then at 100%, you have to spend your tokens, and you buy the upgrade that will take your 100% version 1 to 1.1. And then you kill creatures, and you go from 1.10% to 1.1100 and do it again. So you're talking, you have to kill probably 1,000 of the demonic, 1,000 of the psychic, and 1,000 of the cybernetic guys before you ever reach the 1.4 level. Now, they did do something that I was thinking about even today before I logged that they hadn't done before. As I said, well, this is really, really slow, which for some people is good. They want a slow progression. But what I had found today is I finished that really cool mission, and as a reward at the end, I got a bag that awarded me like 11,000 points towards my upgrades. Towards my Aegis upgrades, whereas most creatures drop between 70 and 201 points. This gave me like 11,000 points and took me from a 33% Aegis demonic version 1.1 all the way up to 93%. So that, you know, that's good. It makes me feel a little better that I'm not going to have to kill 1,000 guys. I may have to repeat this mission every day to get it, but it'd be a lot faster to do that than it would be to just take on guys.
Yeah, but what's going to happen when you finally, you know, when you finally cruise through it, now that you can actually beat it faster and fill it up faster, and then you're going to want a new system to grind.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if when Funcom eventually run out of wheels to give us and of things for us to spend our points on.
Yeah, but is it a crazy idea?
I'm just thinking, is that going to be the day that TSW dies? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, is it such a crazy idea of not to give us any more wheels, but maybe twice as much stories?
Well, especially since they told us that we will never be able to go past, from what I can tell, 10.9 gear. There will be no level 11 gear, you know, so they had to do all these side grade things to make your gear better, because even the enhancers that you get eventually, they're rare drops. They're not that easy to get, but the enhancers you get, which don't even start till your weapon, your Aegis is 1.2, they don't enhance you. That's what a lot of people may have misconstrued, is they only enhance the Aegis, which makes the Aegis drop the shields quicker. It doesn't like give you an attack boost. It gives your Aegis attack boost, and it's all linked just strictly to your Aegis. So a lot of people may think, well, oh, if I get all these enhancers, it's going to give me a +1 to attack or +1 to heal or whatnot. But no, every single one that's at least dropped so far is strictly for the Aegis, so that when you go out and you fight a dungeon full of Aegis creatures, You know, you're going to be the, you're going to want your guy to be the one that can drop those shields as fast as possible so the rest of your team can do what they need to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking more forward to Falling Zombies and Tokyo and the Love Hotel more so than I am looking forward to looking forward towards the Aegis. Because currently, I do believe... one second here. I do believe if I press this magical button, bang, on my augment wheel, I am still at 16%. You know, like, I grinded out and completely filled my ability wheel, and I was so proud of myself. I don't know if you guys will get what I'm saying, but I was, like, so proud of myself. I was like, yeah, I did it. I finally, after all of this buying, you know, these double bonus things and doing this double bonus weekends and grinding, I finally completed my wheel and I got that, you know, nice cool Tron suit. I'm like, bang, badass. I was on crap. I got augment wheel now. Crap. And I'm like at 16%, and like you could only do it by grinding the scenarios. And mind you, to give us more scenarios to work with, I think that I'll start, you know, intriguing my, you know, maybe I'll want to play them again. But I've stopped playing. Exactly. I stopped playing the scenarios because I'm bored of it. It's the same three ones all the time. And yeah. It's not very dynamic like I was told, like I was led to believe. At least I don't think it is, because it's always the same things happen all the time. It's over and over and over again. I need a new game mode for that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that all these grindiness is not going to grind this game to a halt eventually, because, I mean, like I said, you have to kill like 3,000 creatures, maybe a little bit more, to get your new Aegis system to its peak capacity. So, and that's a long time, 3,000 creatures.
Yeah. Now, like, when was our last issue?
November.
November. Really?
Yeah, it was like November.
Okay, that was to Venice, right?
And then they added the small stuff in between. But the last actual issue was like November.
The Venetian, what was it?
The Venetian agenda.
Yeah, that was it. And then the one before that was...
You know, I the Walk snowmobile empty. One.
I Walk Empty.
Yeah.
In July.
Yeah.
That one was July, so that was, to me, that was the real update. You know, that was the real issue. I never really considered the Venetian agenda, even though it gave us a new system. All the content on that playthrough one time, you're done in a half hour. Yeah, I felt so. To me, it's nearly a year before we have anything substantial. Now that we have it, I totally get what you're saying, Faye. Like, all the grindiness, you hope it doesn't grind the game to a halt. I don't see that's going to happen. There are people out there that's already completed the augment wheel. There's people that's completed it in the first month, and I'm not even sure how they did that. I'm just worried.
No lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm just worried that, you know, we're not getting enough story. You know, I don't want them to concentrate too much on, this is just my opinion, I don't want them to concentrate too much on the actual, you know, okay, grind this. I don't need no more wheels. I really don't want no more wheels. I don't want no more powers. If I'm never going to be more powerful than I am now. Supposedly, that's what they said. You know, you're not going to be able to, they're not going to add more stuff to the wheel. They're not going to make gear.
I think that they're kind of giving us things to upgrade while we do the next story. Because if they didn't give us more things to upgrade and just gave us more story, that would piss a lot of people off. But like, if they just gave us one little thing to upgrade that was a small system, then we'd be through it and bored with it before we're even through the story. So hey, I think it's kind of setting it up for a long-term thing to do while we're doing the next few things.
Plus, you gotta remember that Tokyo is really the next three issues, not just the next one.
Which is what I was discussing with Antita. I said, well, you know, it would make Tokyo more worth it if they actually do, say, put out issue 9, which I think is coming out in the next 2 weeks. I think you guys will actually get it on live. But put that out, and then, like, literally, like, a month later, put out issue 10. Because, like I said, it's 5 hours of content, and then it's a bunch of grindiness. And then a lot of people are getting bored from that. I mean, you already lost, like, a lot of the PvP crowd. You don't want to lose the PvE crowd, too. Because then you're done. You know, you gotta... They have stated that it should be a lot faster going once issue 9 hits. You know, 10, 11, 12, whatever. You know, so if they put them out back in the old schedule of a month, month and a half, it would make people a lot more happy.
And maybe this is like a sign of the way things will go. I mean, maybe they'll do, with each sort of big update, they'll do a couple of system updates, mechanic updates, to prepare us for this big story update that will come over a number of issues. Maybe this is like the way they plan on doing their future releases.
Because you got to remember, your story, the actual story is supposed to come to an end, at least part one, by the end of Tokyo. And thus far, you will be happy that it does continue. You got a little bit of your storyline. But then when you get into issue 9, when you get to Tokyo, it's kind of like your story ends. Like, kind of abruptly. When I think back now, it's kind of like it ends abruptly. And then you have to wait until issue 10 before you can pick up your story mission, the next part of it. At least as it is on the test live now. There may be a little bit more, but it almost seems like your story mission pushed you to Tokyo. But now you're like, okay, what's next? And you want to keep seeing what's going on. And instead, you're collecting fuel tanks for a tank. And you're fighting these bad guys and killing 50 of these guys and building up your Aegis system. And I'm like, no, I want the story. I want those cutscene type things. I want something that's going to be interactive. I want something that's going to be fun to do. I don't want to collect every single day. Those are like doing dailies every single day. Rather, they don't want to call them dailies or whatnot. They're basically daily missions. You're going to do these almost every day. In fact, they even have a bounty board in the bathhouse in Tokyo where they have 3 missions that you can do, which are pretty much dailies.
Yeah. Ooh, bounty.
Also, I think the thing that we have to remember is that we don't know exactly how much they aren't showing us, but like by not putting stuff on Test Live.
That is true.
I don't know. Because of the way they handled the other issues with I don't even think we're planning on putting Tokyo on the Test Live. They just kind of threw it out there because the public wanted it. But the other issues, when I was playing Test Live through the other issues, there wasn't anything on Test Live that I didn't get the day of launch. Now, they add stuff to Test Live almost daily, at least they did with the old issues. Every day, I would log in and something would be a little bit different. Like, they were actively working on those issues back then. So I'm expecting about a week before it goes live, I probably would have ran through everything there was to run through in Tokyo and had it in memory like I did issue 8, like I did issue 9. So I don't know necessarily if they keep too many secrets. I just think that if you're a very good log-in person that logs in every single day in the test live, you will probably catch everything that they have to offer.
Yes. And I also, like I said, the other, like you guys had mentioned, I think it would be really cool, especially for the community, if it turned out that we get issue 9, let's say at the end of the month. Wait, no, in 2 weeks, let's say at the end of the month. Right? We get that, and then a month later, month and a half, 2 months max, boom, issue 10, boom, issue 11. And then we have all of Tokyo complete within a couple months. And then, boom, we can have issue 12, something completely new. Something completely new that's not Tokyo. Because, I don't know, like, I'm excited. There's a part of me that can't wait for Tokyo. And then there's also a part of me that's like, So all I heard about is Tokyo for the past year. I don't care. You know, I want something else. Give me something else, you know? Is that getting to you guys at all, too? Or is that just me? I'm, like, sitting on the fence.
Well, I'm kind of like you in the sense that I'd much prefer more attention paid to the story and developing, you know, what's going on. You know, we were talking a few minutes ago about, you know, more faction specific, you know, finding out, you know, what exactly is going on in our societies, what is our place in that society, in terms of, you know, sure, we're rank 13, but what does that mean? Kind of stuff. And I'm like you. I mean, we've got enough wheels. We've got enough things to progress. If every issue or every, you know, after issue 10, they come up with some new, I don't know, super-de-duper way to upgrade ourselves, it's just, it's going to get ridiculous. It's already almost ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now, to me, there's already so much just filler stuff to do in the secret world. You know, it, like I said, it doesn't necessarily feel like you're progressing yourself. If you're into the RPG scene, you know, there's not a lot there. I mean, there's, once you've gone through the lore, when you go into Tokyo, there's a little bit of lore, but there's not a lot. I mean, these people that you meet there, which are, I think there's like four of them, I went through their text, which I didn't really do in the past. And I also didn't know until I did Tokyo that when you talk to somebody in the dialogue, they're not finished talking until you see a check mark.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of long-winded people in Tokyo that have a lot to say. So I actually sat there, and that probably took up an hour just to sit there and read every single dialogue and click until I saw that check mark. Including the dragon representative there is Looney Tunes Psycho. Crazy. He is a crazy dude. He doesn't give me any quests, which is odd. He's the only one that's in there that doesn't give any quests, but he talks, and he's a loon. And I don't know what he's going to say to the other factions, because I don't know, being that I primarily play Dragon, I don't know if when you go to the dialogue box and you see a dialogue box that says Dragons, if you guys see that, or if you guys see Illuminati, or you guys see Templar. Do you know if that's the case when you talk to people, if they have special stuff for your faction?
They've never ever said that.
I've never noticed that they're different.
Okay, because he has a section that says Dragon and Chaos. And I've noticed that through other people who have dialogue that they'll talk. It's usually underneath Secret World.
I think that's new.
Oh, you think that's new? Okay, because he said Dragons and this and Chaos, and he just spit this weird, crazy dragon speak. But he's a character. I wish he had a. I don't know why he doesn't have a quest. Every other person who talks 4 hours of dialogue have some, at least one test for me to do or some quest for me to do. But for some reason, he's like has no things to talk about.
Maybe you were already tested and you didn't know it.
Maybe because I'm ranked 13. Which, once again, I mean, I didn't actually like pull up my level 13 thing and go see if they added anything to that. Which supposedly they're supposed to do something with that eventually. I just don't know when or what or where.
I mean, we still haven't gotten the vault thing that reaching rank 13 is supposed to unlock.
I think they just did that quiet shuffle it under the table thing. I'm not
vault?
Quite sure if we're going to see that.
What vault?
Yeah, the faction rewards.
Because they changed the text. Access. Yeah, they changed the text on that. It used to say something about vaults and this unlocks this.
I didn't know,
but
they
now
changed
it says, like, no, it says, we will have something in further time. It says like that.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rank 13, I'm looking at it now, it says rank 13, vault data access authorization.
Okay.
Whereas it used to say vault data access, they didn't ever used to have the authorization there. So maybe that's what they've changed.
Maybe it's an RP thing. You have to RP that you're opening a vault.
Maybe. Don't know where the vault is. It's probably at the bottom of the river.
Well, you should probably go to the Horn God, because all the RPers might know where it is. Seriously, Faye, you should know this. You had to RP the vault to know where the vault is. Be one with the vault.
I don't know. Rah. I watched Geraldo open an empty vault, so I'm not thrilled.
Geraldo.
So, did you have other stuff gigged that you said you had a couple things, the TSW-wise you were on the
table? No, that's all I could find. Annoying enough.
Oh, but I found something. One second, well, here it is.
To defeat the filth, Tokyo is waiting, and we've got the skills. We've been wading through the whispering tide, and you can bet before we're through, bitches, I'll make agents out of you. Soloing Polaris, Anima within. When your guy is chosen, you are sure to win. We'll be running nightmares every day, and then raiding New York too. Watch how I make agents out of you. I'm never gonna feel my wheel.
Say goodbye to all my APs.
What was I fool for rolling up this bill? I gotta go cap Truzan.
Hope you can tell I'm a newbie.
Now I really wish I had a decent guild.
Fight the Phil.
Cause all the cool kids play as Templar.
Fight the Phil.
Illuminati and Dragon 2.
Fight the Phil.
I wanna go raid a Rachi Tower and dance in a Agartha with my awesome crew. Time is racing toward us. Till the filth adapt. Get yourself the Aegis, and you won't get zapped. Now you're ready for the secret war. Say goodbye to WoW&EQ. Now that you have been made agents too.
Fight the Phil.
Cause all the cool kids play as Templar.
Fight the Phil.
Illuminati and Dragon 2.
Fight the Phil.
I wanna go raid a Rachi Tower and dance in a Agartha with my awesome crew.
Fight the Phil.
Cause all the cool kids play as Templar.
Fight the Phil.
Illuminati and Dragon 2.
Fight the Phil.
I wanna go raid a Rachi Tower and dance in a Agartha with my awesome crew.
That yay. Is awesome. Our very own Gigabyte. Gig, you made another song, and it's like so much awesomer than the Flappy one, and the Flappy one is so much awesomer than anything. So like, you just get better and better.
Yeah, I do feel I love doing that one. That was a lot of fun. Really pumps you up.
What do you guys think of the song?
It was
that
super
was awesome.
Better than the first time.
There you go. You keep doing it. You're getting better and better.
Yeah, man.
I'm supposed to say something, you know, weird at that point. Normally I would, wouldn't I?
You would, that's true.
Yeah, you keep doing it better and better, just like sex. Anyway, no, seriously though, like you're doing, do you have, like, tell us a little bit about what I do these things to, but, you know, like, I might have a different technique or whatnot. So what is your mindset when you're doing songs like this? These parody songs?
Well, I mean, more often than not, they're drawn from other inspiration, other bits and pieces that I've seen, and, you know, I'm very good at sort of taking on someone else's ideas and reforming it into my own style. And the idea for these parodies really came from a big movement on YouTube with World of Warcraft parodies. And a lot of people, there's a few users on there that do parodies of songs where they replace a lot of lyrics with stuff to do with the game. And I was trying to think of a way to incorporate that into a Secret World. With the Flappy one, as I think I said with the episode we played that, the wife just kept playing Happy over and over and over again as one of her favourite songs in the entire world. And my brain just started to go, huh, Happy. Happy. Flappy. Flappy, yeah. and then this one was actually inspired by what's the username? Silver Latomi on YouTube. She did a parody called I'll Make Hordies Out of You, which is Horde versus Alliance thing. And that really sort of made me start thinking about that song, because I absolutely love that song anyway, from Mulan. And I was trying to think of a way to kind of come up with my own version of it, with obviously Tokyo coming out. That was about the closest I could get to a themed song that I could do. But I'm kind of out of ideas now.
So there's going to be no more coming?
No, I've been working on that Mulan one for ages now. I'm trying to come up with lyrics for it. I tell you what, trying to come up with lyrics to replace what's already in the song, that's probably the hardest bit.
I've always said that Weird Al Yankovic is probably one of the most talented people in show business.
Totally.
Oh, Weird Al.
But no, I mean, I can see what he goes through. Just making those two was really difficult, because you're trying to come up... I kind of wrote myself into a corner with adapt on that one. I thought, I want to have that line, but I can't think of anything that rhymes with adapt. obviously with something like a Disney song, it kind of has to rhyme in order for it to make sense. But you do kind of sometimes write yourself into a corner and you think, I really want it to be that line, but I can't think of anything else to go with it. So yeah, it does take a little while to come up with the lyrics. Yeah, tell me about it.
It took me and the virus, I think, a week. Me and the virus to write Zombie Dragon, and then, you know, as it was being produced, it took me a couple. I think about a day to actually record it and stuff like that. But as I was producing it, then actually singing the words and stuff like that, because, you know, I sing the words as I'm writing it, to make it make sense. If, you know, obviously you have to sing it, you know, writing something down and then singing something is two different ball games completely, right?
Totally.
Oh, totally.
Exactly, because if you can't, you can write it down, you can write anything down, but to actually sing it, it has to be singable, right? So, you know, like, even Zombie Dragon, I changed some of the words halfway through making Zombie Dragon, because I could sing it no problem, but then actually, you know, getting into pressure, getting into the zone of the song, and all of a sudden, now that you're in the zone of the song, something doesn't quite feel right here, switch that, oh, perfect.
Yeah. That rap right in the middle must have taken you ages to record.
Oh, that, yeah. I've done that so many times, I can nearly spout it out at the drop of a hat. I've done those so many times. And then, like, just, I'm one of those people, I don't mind, you know, people being around when I'm recording. As long as you don't bug me, I don't mind. Like, you can sit there and, like, Antita, like, will be here sitting next to me when I'm recording some lines or something, and I'll be like, blah, 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 fuck, shit, but when I screw up, I just go on a tangent, like I have Tourette's syndrome for, like, a minute, and then, for me, it gets the frustration out right away, and then I'm back into it, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, no, I kind of have to do mine on a day when the wife's not here, because the way all my system's set up, I can't sort of filter out excess outside sound. The program I use, I've not really figured out too well. in terms of being able to sort of cut out outside sounds, so I really need a quiet house to do it.
Yeah, kick her outside. No, but that was awesome. You did a really good job, man.
But I'll let you guys know if I come up with anything else.
I think you should go back and make one for every issue.
Do you think?
Uh-huh.
Well, that might be difficult.
I got Zombie Dragon. That does the whole secret world. So now you need issue. You need issue one.
I need issue one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll work on it and see what I can come up with.
Yeah, this one could be here. An agent out of you can actually probably, I don't know, could that be issue 8 or issue 9?
This is my Tokyo one.
So this is issue 9.
As far as I was concerned, yeah.
This is issue 9. Because
it was about as close as I could get to Tokyo. Flappy is issue 8.
There you go, Flappy is issue 8.
Yeah, that could work.
Uh-huh, so you need all the rest of them.
I'll see what I can come up with.
Well, unless there's anything else, I think we're going to call it a night here, folks. Is there anything else on your guys' plate that you'd like to get out there into the waves?
This is not directly related to Secret World, but I did have that one thing that we talked about earlier.
That's why I said that, because I remembered.
But I forgot who. You're so awesome.
I know, but I totally forgot who we're talking about, so that's why I just threw that out there. So that was... And okay, you totally busted it by saying, "Hey, man, I got this thing. Remember?" Like, I know, I remembered it.
Oh,
I
you're
was
so
giving
awesome.
It.
Okay, so, yeah, you're throwing it out there. I wasn't sure what you were talking about. Anyway, so I have this buddy. His name is his blogger name and at handle on Twitter is at Scary Booster. No. His at handle is Nexus Rangers. I'm sorry. But he's Scary Booster, and quite a few people know him, but apparently nobody around here does, which is fine. He doesn't really play Secret World or anything like that. Anyway, he recently started doing a really quick podcast, 15 minutes at a time, and didn't quite get the response he was hoping for, and so I'm hoping that some of the crew that listen to this webcast will also be interested in checking out Scary Booster's podcast. It's at scarybooster.libsyn.com. And he only has 2 episodes out right now. There's a 3rd one coming. Hopefully I can encourage him with you guys listening and liking it. If you like it, comment on his blog and stuff like that. And let him know that you do. If you don't, then that's cool too. But anyway, the podcast itself is called Past Cast, and he really is just hysterical. He's really funny. So I encourage everybody to go to scarybooster.libsyn.com and check it out.
Definitely go check it out.
Worst comes to worst, there's only maybe a half hour worth of podcast total. like I said, I think he's really funny and really great.
Yes, go check it out. Scary Booster at libsyn.com. Like you said, there's only a half hour of content up there right now, so you can totally do that in a scenario. So load up a scenario, load up one of his podcasts, and then check it out. You know, if you like it, like it. And if you don't, like it anyway. Because, you know, the thing is, you know, we all do this for fun. And I'm like, you don't literally have to like it if you don't like it. but the thing is, we all do this for fun. We do this for the love of the community. We do it for the love of the game. And, you know, I keep doing it for the love of this crew, our awesome crew, as Gig, you know, always says in his songs, our awesome crew. So we all do this for various reasons, but the thing is, we do it not just for ourselves, but for everyone too. And it's always good to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a boost, whether it be just a thumbs
Sanders
up.
Sanders keeping us captive. We're being forced to do this. I'm telling the
Send
truth.
Help.
He doesn't feed me.
Help
That's all the part completely off.
He's distracted. Escape.
They're really little Chinese children. He's making us work for forced labor.
Shut up and make your sneakers.
He doesn't play his own tune. We do it for him.
Oh, I play a phone tune. What?
What?
Oh, we are ending the show now. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Go check out Scary Booster, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye!
Bye!
See
ya.
Bye!
How do I get the hell out of here? That's the... Oh, I almost hit Orgasmo. I almost played
Back
Orgasmo.
Back to work, you old.
You almost
work.
Hit the orgasm button.
Yeah.
If only it were that easy.
I totally stopped just like that.
Broadcast as Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues. Thank you.